The following Northwest Regional News Story was produced in cooperation with a consortium of public radio stations in Washington, Oregon, and Idaho.
Oregon's Cascade Mountains are awash in vibrating orange color. Massive swarms of tortoiseshell butterflies from California have decided to hang out in the Pacific Northwest this year. Correspondent Elizabeth Wynn Johnson checked in with a butterfly expert to find out why.
Over the next few weeks, visitors from Mount Hood to Mount Jefferson will have a chance to take in an unusual sight.
People should be seeing loads and loads of medium-sized butterflies that are orange on top, brown on the bottom, and like to sit around on mud puddles.
Sometimes thousands on a single puddle. That's butterfly expert Arthur Shapiro of the University of California, Davis. The Golden State is where tortoiseshell butterflies typically play out the seasonal rhythm of migration, but they never do the same thing from one year to the next. Shapiro says this outbreak is farther north than average.
It is possible that their selection of breeding localities could reflect cues they're getting from the climate, that is, in quotes, global warming. But we don't know that, and these are very short-term phenomena.
As long as they're here, the butterflies could attract swarms of interested people. They have some innate charms.
If you stand stock still, they'll probably land on you and walk around on you. Many people seem to enjoy that.
Shapiro says the butterflies may decide to stay in Oregon for the winter. That could mean a big butterfly boom this spring. I'm Elizabeth Wynn Johnson, reporting.
A fire that's forced hundreds of evacuations in southeastern Washington has been designated top priority for the country's firefighters. Correspondent Carol Chizauskas reports on what that means for residents of the small town of Dayton.
The Columbia Complex fire has burned more than 66,000 acres, one home, and a railroad trestle near Dayton. Fire Information Officer Kashari Lomnicki says the number one designation will give crews first dibs on help from firefighters and equipment available from other areas of the country. She says it's a combination of factors that make this fire priority.
We have people evacuated. We have structures threatened. We have different timber types, and we have structures continue to be threatened and potential for fire growth.
A DC-10 jetliner has been flown in from California for a first-ever effort in Washington State to fight fires on such a large scale. It can drop 12,000 gallons of retardant on each pass that covers more than a mile. Crews fighting the Dayton fire haven't yet been able to use the plane as of early afternoon because of smoky conditions. I'm Carol Chizauskas reporting.
The mayor of Starbuck, Washington, was arrested when he tried to save his cabin from the Columbia Complex fire. The fire has burned 66,000 acres, destroying one home and a railroad trestle in southeastern Washington. The mayor was trying to cross a roadblock with a bulldozer when he was hauled off to jail. Jenny Dickinson owns a home that firefighters saved. She says the fire crews are doing a good job.
We have some pretty brave people that have come from areas that this is foreign territory, and they have done what they were told, which was to protect structures, and they have saved hundreds and hundreds of homes.
There are crews from all over the West, including Alaska, fighting the Columbia Complex fire. It's been named a top priority nationally. In eastern Oregon, the fires are raging, but firefighters say they are gaining ground on more than 100,000 acres of blazes. Harney County is sparsely populated, and firefighters hope that they can make further progress before hot weather arrives over the weekend.